All today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three. And you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, want to officially welcome our two new affiliates, which are both in Michigan, both in northern Michigan, the tip of the gloves. So
okay.
And actually, we had an affiliate in Petoskey up until recently. It was 750 WWKK, and Rick Stone, the owner of Stone Communications, traded that station for another station down in Traverse City, Michigan, which is a bigger, more heavy-wattage station, 50,000 watts, in fact.
Good trade.
Down in Traverse City. And so he's moved Free Talk Live from his old progressive so-called station to his traditional talker, which is WJML. It's 1110 in Petoskey, Michigan, and it's being simulcast on 1210 in Traverse City. And so you guys are listening to Free Talk Live, and you've been actually listening to the show for a few weeks. It's just that now the deal's been officialized, and so I can officially say hello to you. So hello to all of our listeners in northern Michigan. I hope you're enjoying the program. And by now, if you've been listening to the show, you know that we're not progressive, nor are we conservative. We don't fit into those labels, and Free Talk Live is probably talk radio unlike anything that you've ever heard. So once again, big thanks to Stone Communications for putting us on two transmitters, which makes, I think Michigan tied for the state with the most Free Talk Live affiliates. Michigan and Florida tied, I believe now.
Doesn't New Hampshire have three of them?
No, New Hampshire's got two.
Okay. Now, what it was Traverse City, and then what was the other?
Traverse City and Petoskey.
Petoskey. I can't find that one on the map. I know that's up there near the top.
Yep,
there it is. It's pretty close to Traverse City.
So welcome aboard to our northern Michigan listeners. You're going to get Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. You get the third hour of our show weeknights, and then on Saturday nights you get all 3 hours. And you are getting the show live, so there's no delay broadcasting going on there in Michigan, which is cool. So 800-259-9231, the way to take control of the airwaves is we go to the phones and to Zach in South Carolina on the amplifier line. Hey, Zach.
Hey, I got some bad news and some good news.
All right.
And the bad news is that we recently had our Real ID protest here, and the turnout really wasn't that good. And
this is hold on a second. Where was the protest? Who's we?
At the University of South Carolina.
Okay.
I called in a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the day we were supposed to have it, only a couple people showed up. And I was almost kind of embarrassed, but I decided to call in and just encourage people to not give up when they're doing these things, because when I thought about it, it was actually more people that showed up than a previous protest that we had done during the year.
That's good.
And hopefully we'll just keep working on it and have more people in the future.
You know, that's
a good attitude.
It's sort of how I felt about protests when Ian and I were living in Sarasota. You know, Ian would go to the post office once a year and hold up a sign that said, honk if you don't like taxes. Honk if you hate taxes. And I don't like taxes. I'm with him. And lots of people would honk and that kind of thing, but he would just be one guy standing there by the post office.
Manage to get a couple people to come out for the evening shift, so it wasn't me the entire time.
Right, but at first it was just you.
It was me for several hours.
Right. Yeah. So and that wasn't just one time. I mean, you did that yearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it seemed ineffectual to me and that kind of thing.
It's definitely a downer. I mean, were you expecting, Zach, did you have more people tell you they were going to go and then not show up, or did you just not know what to expect?
Yeah, we were expecting a good bit more, but they didn't show up.
Yeah.
And they didn't bother to call to say why, to give an excuse or anything like that?
No. But yeah, I have good news.
Yes, sir.
There's a bill in the state legislature that would allow anyone with a concealed weapons permit to carry on school or college campuses.
Ooh.
And in the House of Representatives, I believe it has about 15 co-sponsors that have signed on, so that's a pretty good bit, and hopefully it'll do well in there.
Great. And, you know, good job at organizing the event. I know you're the guy that's behind putting those things together on your campus. And I just want to encourage you to keep at it because it isn't, I mean, when people do that, they just bail out on something that they say they're going to do and they don't even bother to call or tell you. It can be a major burn factor. I mean, major. You really get, you can really easily get bummed out by that. You think to yourself, oh, this isn't worth it. Nobody cares. Two people showed up besides me, and they're my best friends. I mean, no one cares about this stuff. I'm giving up. I'm throwing in the towel. And I know that eventually, if this sort of thing keeps happening, it's gonna wear on you. And I just want to encourage you to not give up. Keep doing this because it's good activism. It's good practice, especially if you've got plans to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And do you?
At the time, I'm not a member. I haven't ruled it out though. I'm just freshman in college right now,
sure.
And so I have a couple more years left here.
Yeah, absolutely. Plenty of time to make a decision and also plenty of time to experience the inevitable burnout that will occur as you continue to be disappointed by the lack of activism out there. And Zach, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And Toby, you live here in New Hampshire. You've been here for your whole life pretty much. You don't really have any experience with what this is like. Toby calls a protest together or goes to a protest here in New Hampshire, and there's 10 people there minimum.
I mean, several people usually don't show up without notice here, but it's okay because there's 10 others to fill their spots,
right.
Or even more. I mean, up at the when the New Hampshire House was hearing Real ID, there were hundreds of people up there, so it was just great.
And that's the difference for me between doing protest or activism or anything like that in Sarasota, Florida versus doing it in Keene, New Hampshire. Now, I would say that there was some value in me doing it, but as far as effectiveness, I don't think it did anything for me to do any kind of activism in Sarasota, Florida.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, that's not fair. I don't know about you, Mark, but my activism absolutely did things. My outreach at the Sarasota County Fair and some of the other things that we did, I mean, directly resulted in us finding Neil, who is one of our listeners now, one of our amplifiers and a Free State Project member, and the guy who's organizing the campus group at the University of Florida. So were I not manning the Libertarian Outreach table at that particular time, there's a chance he might not have come across the message as soon as he did.
I can see what you're saying. As far as convincing people, there are many people out there. I was convinced that I didn't like taxes, Ian, but I wasn't going to do anything about it. I did come to the post office one time to hold a sign with you or hang out with you, but you're right. I did it only because it was you.
Right.
I didn't do it because I believed that holding a sign at the post office was going to do anything for taxes. There was no effect. What I'm saying is effect on something besides sort of people, And I see that has some value. Here in New Hampshire, I see freedom. Maybe I'm optimistic. Maybe I'm a little crazy. I don't think those are the cases, but I believe that New Hampshire is going to be at the very, very least freer than it is now, simply because the Free State Project is going to work.
Because it has to.
Free Talk Live is working, and versus activism anyplace else, I just didn't see any point in it.
You know, one of the main things I like about activism here isn't really so much the message of protesting as much as really getting together with the people who are at the protests and just being around like people who agree with the message of freedom and liberty. And I just find it fun to go out and hold a side with people, have people ask you questions and stuff. I mean,
it's much more rewarding when there are people there with you. You feel like you're actually part of something instead of trying to start something. That's kind of the feeling that you get when you're a Zach in South Carolina and you've got one other person that's on your side or two other people that show up to your protest. You feel like you're trying to start something. Well, it's already started here. Now the ball is rolling.
And you're sort of, I can see going and doing the protest at the IRS office. I've been there and I've done it with you. I don't want the IRS office in Keene. I don't really think it's the biggest issue in the world. I don't think it's worth a great deal of time.
I don't think you've done an IRS protest since we've moved to New Hampshire.
You're mistaken.
Remember, we've been over this before.
I've been thrown at him.
That's right. Okay. Forgot that.
So I have been there. I don't consider it the most the greatest activism in the world, but
you get to hang out with Russell though.
I'm there because I'm there because other people are there.
Right.
And as opposed to when I was horribly embarrassed when I went to the eminent domain hearing for the city council, and I held up my sign that said eminent domain is equal to stealing. I did that completely on my own without anybody else. I didn't even tell anybody about it, but it was important to me. It was a very important issue, and I felt, you know, I was embarrassed.
I don't know why you were embarrassed, because you were alone?
Yeah.
Well, the fact is, you did get your picture in the paper, so
yes,
it was well worth it.
It was effective.
So even one person can still make a difference, and the good news is there's a lot more than one person up here in New Hampshire that's doing liberty activism. More coming up. Pre-talk live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. Or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the website for your download and convenience. You just go and get them. They're free. freetalklive.com. And Mother's Day is this Sunday. If you haven't gotten her something yet, go to 1-800-Flowers.com and get her something nice. They've got flowers and gifts that she will love, and they'll deliver on Mother's Day. So use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 10%. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. So then, Mark, I think it was in hour number one, that you had a story about the TSA stealing a little boy's money.
Well, it's an accusation, right?
Sounds true to me.
I know it does to you.
I bet if we had TSA George on the line, he'd tell us that some of his coworkers wouldn't be surprised if some of them would do that.
I don't know. We'd have to have him on the line to let us know.
They don't hire the brightest and the best at the TSA, you know.
Well, it probably doesn't pay the best for the brightest and the best.
Yeah.
A Sacramento boy returned from a family trip to discover his birthday money was missing from his luggage. When he and his mom struggled with airport security, they called Curtis Ming, which is, of course, guy on CBS 13. It's off their website. After a birthday trip to San Diego, 12-year-old Jeffrey Martin flew home from San Diego with a couple hundred bucks richer. He thought his wallet with the $265 in birthday money would be safe inside a bag.
12 years old?
He checked.
12 years?
12, yeah.
Okay.
Seems like a lot of money for a 12-year-old.
Good take for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, it seems like a really good take. But maybe the idea was, grandma gave him the money, buy a bike or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever.
That way he could pick out which bike he wanted
rather than
having a bike. I had 100, one, listen to him. Listen to this. I had 100, 350s, 110, and 51s, he said.
Mm.
He sounds like you with money. I mean, this kid, he knew the number of bills he had, precisely. Right. This is not a mistake. We got home, he was excited to open up and show me all his birthday money. He brought it in and opened it up, and it was just like it'd been ransacked, said Jeffrey's mom, Kim. It was money he planned to use towards his next trip this summer. Jeffrey said everything had been moved around in his bag. The inside zipper was left open. He claims that there was no inspection tag left. Kim called Southwest. She followed their recommendation, called the TSA baggage supervisor in San Diego. But we...
the buck stops there.
Yeah, clunk, clunk. Can't we just check the video? Can't we just check the camera? I mean, I can describe the suitcase. It had a yellow ribbon on it, she says. We don't have cameras.
Sorry.
Don't we have cameras back there? Kim could not believe her ears.
That video is restricted.
There's no video surveillance watching TSA employees in San Diego as they search people's luggage?
Of course not. How would they steal rings and cash and things like that?
You'd think they could put cameras back there so if something does happen, they can check on it, find it, and then return it, says Jeffrey. Now they stole this boy's money, which is reprehensible. Somebody stole this boy's money, likely a TSA agent,
thug.
Slated with going through people's bags, doing their job, in the process of doing their job, saw $265, took it. It's sad and terrible, but what if that same TSA agent had been a terrorist and placed a bomb inside a bag that was going into a plane?
Oh, boy.
Now, they're not going to be able to find who did it because they don't have a damn camera. These people are utterly incompetent. I'm sorry, from the top on down, the TSA is a bunch of bumbling fools. They don't find, they steal, I mean, clearly, it seems to me that a TSA agent stole this boy's money, $265, and by their own tests, they miss 75% of fake bombs, guns, and knives that their testers put through their equipment. What do we want these people for? What are we paying for?
Well, it's security theater.
It is. It's security theater. And this kid lost $265 as a result.
You know, I've got an excellent way to get them to stop searching your bags, and it actually worked for me. I went through the secondary screening because I had my little metal bill of rice that beeped when it went through. So they put me through the secondary screening, and what I had done when I packed my bags is I put all my underwear right on top, and you just have to make it a little bit dirty, and when they open it up, you tell them, you know, you're welcome to search that, but just letting you know it's not clean. The guy zipped it right back up, didn't go through my bag at all.
I guess it just depends on who you get. I don't know.
Well, it was hilarious to watch.
Yeah, that is funny and probably very effective.
I'm surprised you got a secondary screening for having the security edition.
Oh, yeah, they put me, I beeped, and they're like, what's that? They looked at it, looked disgusted, threw me right to the secondary screening.
Yep.
Huh. Did they give you the security
the
edition
Bill
back?
Of Rights.
Did you get that back?
Yeah, they give it back.
You notice how those things have really sharp edges?
Oh, yeah.
You could really hurt someone. I think, as far as, nail, if you could hold up a plane with a nail file, I think the security edition could be a potential weapon.
I believe with a little bit of practice, it's a shuriken. You could,
Yeah,
lodged in somebody's eye.
So, $275. Is there more to the story?
There is more to the story, but essentially, it's just
The TSA stonewalling and saying, "Well,
right.
Sorry,
she filed
the
claim.
Report.
She got she got this news guy involved, and he contacted the TSA to find out what had been done to get Jeffrey's money and learned about the security cameras. The TSA representative told him that
take this very seriously.
Some airports have cameras and others don't. He admitted to Curtis that 173 employees have been fired for stealing since 2003, but he says that
seems like a lot to me.
Yeah, well, he says it's a low number compared to they have 100,000 employees, and I
think they don't have cameras, though.
Right?
But that's 100 something that were
so they've caught 100 something.
Right?
People?
Exactly. 100 something were caught. That means there's a lot more out there.
They can't catch 75% of the bombs that their own testers put through. I mean. They're catching their own employees stealing people's money? That's not even their job. Their job isn't to test that. Their job is to catch bombs. They're not doing that.
Well, fact is, these people are not trustworthy. These are bureaucrats, and they're virtually unaccountable for their actions. You're just going to have to keep all your money on you.
Well,
don't put your money in your baggage.
That is a bad thing to do. In the statement, he says that the TSA has a no-tolerance policy for theft in the workplace. We investigate all allegations of misconduct, move swiftly to end the federal careers of offenders, and seek the highest levels of prosecution. Against who? You don't have a damn camera, you butthead.
Yeah, they didn't even have a suspect.
They don't care. They don't care. If they cared, they'd have a stinking camera up there. How much
they
does
just
it cost
want
to have
the
a
guy
camera
off
that
the
records
phone.
Things?
They just want to get the guy off the phone and make themselves look like they're doing something.
Right.
They know this news guy's never going to follow up with them. He's going to do one report. He's going to do one report, and it's going to be an outrageous report. He's going to get a lot of people tuning into the 11 o'clock news as a result. Tonight at 11 o'clock, see Brian so-and-so report on the eight cares on the TSA stealing a young man's money. But there will never be a part two to that story. Because the TSA won't ever come up with anything. If he were to do a follow-up story, they'd go in and talk to the TSA bureaucrat, and the TSA bureaucrat would reiterate the same things that he said before. Well, as we told you before, we are investigating this, and the investigation is continuing. We don't really have any good leads right now, but we'll call you if anything ever turns up. I mean, there's nowhere to go with this.
No, there isn't. There's nothing that can be done. This poor little boy lost his $265, his $100. His 350s, what was it, 110 and 5 ones. He lost them.
And it's never coming back.
No. Why? Because he trusted the nice police officer-looking people.
Even if the TSA did have a video camera in that baggage area, and let's say they did catch and they did identify who the employee was that stole that money, think the boy would ever get his money back?
It would be a theft situation. So, I don't know what would happen. I don't know.
The TSA would huff and puff about how they fired the agent and that everything is okay now. Thanks very much. Have a great day. You wouldn't get your money back because then they could say, well, you could claim that there was $700. You could claim there were $7,000 in there. There's no way to prove how much money this guy took.
It sounds pretty clear to me.
On the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Over 1,300 pages created by listeners just like you. It's free at wiki.freetalklive.com. wiki.freetalklive.com. You know, we've covered the story here in the past few months about the Liberty Dollar and how it has been under attack by the federal government. In fact, not only has the Liberty Dollar been under attack, but e-gold is also under attack. These different alternative currencies out there, the government all of a sudden has decided that they're a threat. E-gold's been around for a decade. The Liberty Dollar's been around for almost a decade. And now all of a sudden, they're an issue to be dealt with by the federal government.
They're becoming popular.
That much is true. And that's dangerous to the Federal Reserve. It's dangerous to the government's little system, their little money monopoly that they would like to have. So even though e-gold isn't illegal, even though the Liberty Dollars aren't illegal, the feds are now trying to act like the people behind these organizations are bad people. In the case of e-gold, in the case of the Liberty Dollar, they're trying to act like the Liberty Dollars actually are illegal when they aren't.
Right. They're not even proposing to be an American currency.
And now there's another update here. And by the way, the Liberty Dollar is a real
It's an alternative currency that is actually silver and silver backed, and they actually have gold backed Liberty dollars as well. But you can either get a warehouse certificate,
right?
Sort of like how you've got a Federal Reserve note in your wallet that used to be good for silver. It's not anymore. These actually are good for silver. There's actually silver sitting in a warehouse that you can claim should you want to do that. And not only do they have warehouse certificates, but they also have 1 ounce silver pieces and half ounce silver pieces with $10 and $20 denominations on them.
Right. So it's a $10 piece that's backed up by, you know, that is a half ounce of silver.
Very shiny, very pretty.
You know, it's about, what, $7.50, $6.50 for, you know, worth of silver.
Mm-hmm.
But think, you know, so there's another $3.50 worth of nothing there. But think about
There's value because it's a currency and it costs money to mint and
right.
I mean, distribute.
You know, retail. But if you think about the $10 bill, what's backing it up?
Nothing.
Not
promises.
Nothing, you know,
so. And nothing. So here's the latest on the federal government's assault on the Liberty dollar. And by the way, there's a federal lawsuit that Liberty Dollar has filed in this particular case to defend themselves, to go after the feds, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll keep you up to date on that, but this isn't connected to it. It just happens to be that one of their Liberty merchants was harassed recently by some federal goons. And a Liberty merchant is nothing more. They're not even an associate of the Liberty Dollar. They're a merchant that accepts the Liberty Dollar, and in some cases, they give them out as change. So you could go to a Liberty merchant and they would have like a sign up on their doors that says, we accept the Liberty dollar.
Right.
And
if they had the change in Liberty, I'm sure if you spent Liberty dollars with them, they had a change in Liberty dollars, they would give it to you.
Right. And the idea is that they should offer change to everyone in silver. So as a Liberty merchant, if you're running a retail establishment, it's kind of a cool sort of community building idea. That's how it's sold to them, at least, is that, hey, your customer comes in, buys something for $15, gives you a 20, offer them change in silver. Give them the option.
Sure.
You can give them the FRNs, the Federal Reserve notes, if they want them, but have silver there so you can give that to them too. So that's what a Liberty merchant is. It's just a person doing business who accepts Liberty dollars. Well, here's what happened. Mark Lightfoot, a Liberty merchant, called the Evansville office recently to report that the federal government had paid him a visit. Sure enough, during a half-hour interview, Mark gave me, this is written from Bernard von Nothaus's perspective.
I do love his name.
Sure enough, they visited two G-boys with such non-professional conduct as described below, it's hard to even call them agents. Recently, on April 25th, shortly after opening, two men in cheap suits, starch white shirts, striped ties, and bad shoes walked into Mark's business, Dandelion Beads, which he has operated for 20 years. In Lexington, Kentucky.
He's a dangerous terrorist. Dandelion Beads.
They never identified themselves, but immediately struck up a conversation that quickly bordered on an interrogation of Mark. Their first question was, how long have you owned the business?
So, how long have you been in business here?
Then Mark was peppered with a barrage of questions, such as, how do you feel about the war? What about taxes? What are your political views? What's your current attitude as to the Bush administration? They even asked him for his social security number.
Yeah. The answer to all this is none ya.
Get lost. Mark answered their initial questions by quoting the Bible and mentioning the Liberty dollar. Then the two G-boys wanted to know why he, quote, thought that government money was a problem. Why does his business accept the Liberty dollar? Well, when Mark told them that the government paper money wasn't wide enough for toilet paper, the G-Boys told him that the Liberty dollar was originally called the petition dollar and was started against the government by some, quote, nutty guy from Hawaii, unquote. So I asked Mark if he had any idea what they were talking about, or that the Liberty dollar was once actually named the petition. Mark confessed he didn't understand and that he didn't know anybody from Hawaii. So I explained to Mark that I was the person from Hawaii who had designed and developed the Liberty dollar. And by the way, you're not a nut if you can design money. You're a monetary architect. That's the title. And anyway, he says,
I think it's a great idea. I mean,
yeah, it really is.
It is. It's a great idea.
He asked him, Bernard asked him if he'd ever even been to the Liberty Dollar website. Nope. Mark had never been online, never read our monthly newsletter, the Liberty Dollar News, never received an alert, didn't know anything about the U.S. Mint warning our lawsuit against the U.S. government. Or our lawsuit against the U.S. government. So this guy was just a guy that was accepting these dollars. He didn't really even know anything about the organization behind them.
Big deal.
Talk
right.
about poor planning. It appears the two G-boys drove a late-model gray sedan with Virginia government plates for 11 hours to talk to one of the least informed but most dedicated people involved with the Liberty Dollar. Mark didn't even know about the new copper Liberty. He knew nothing, except that he loved the Liberty Dollar and the ideals that it represents and feels that it's exactly what our country needs.
Hold on, tell me about the copper Liberty. I don't know anything about it.
It's sort of an exclusive. I think it's like a one-time offer because copper is like a really volatile thing mm-hmm. right now. So they've just commissioned a special like one-ounce copper thing in their dollar pieces, basically.
Mm, neat.
So you get a one-ounce copper for... you have to order 10 of them minimum, but
that sounds pretty cool.
I think they're still offering them at dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why don't you get some? I'll buy one from you.
Consistently, the two G-boys kept correcting Mark when he referred to the Liberty Dollar as currency. They said, it's not a currency on many occasions. You can't use it. You can't take it to a bank. It's not real money, unquote. But Mark wouldn't hear any of this nonsense from these Keystone cops in bad shoes who would never identify themselves, but with their government-licensed car parked out front, there's no doubt that two of our government's finest rousted a Liberty merchant and found that he was steadfast in his convictions. In a parting shot, as if from a B-grade movie, the two G-boys asked one last time, why do you accept the Liberty Dollar when you can't take it to the bank? Before Mark could answer, they shot back, do you feel like you're a good American? Well, yeah. Because... No.
It's great. Why would I don't need to take it to a bank. It's real silver. I could just keep it in my safe.
You know, it's the truth. I every day I go on, I look at how much is gold, how much is silver. I'm interested in these things.
So having Liberty Dollars, is the fact that the banks don't take Liberty Dollars is the bank's problem. And probably a factor that has something to do with the Federal Reserve and them maybe making it so banks can't take anything else besides Federal Reserve notes. So, of course, after hearing this report from Mark, there's no doubt that he believes he's a good American. He feels great to have had the opportunity to tell these know-nothing government thugs just what he does feel, and that is that he's glad to be an American who's actually doing what he feels is right, using the Liberty Dollar. He points out that the G-boys never actually made a note during their entire interview, which means that they were likely wearing a bug. So look out. These guys could show up at your place. I mean, if they're picking on one Liberty merchant, if you are another Liberty merchant or maybe even a Liberty associate, they might come after you.
So great that tax dollars are going to pay for these guys to drive all over the place and
just
harass
this is what
people.
They're investigating. I mean, this is what they're spending the time on. Some guy running a bead store.
Ludicrous.
And this is like right up there with that. This is right up there with the story we had last year of the feds going and investigating a woman for selling imitation Rubik's cubes. I mean, this is what they're spending your money on. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, got a couple emails to burn through here, and your calls as well if you make them. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8. Oops. Nope, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Shame on me.
Take a drink.
800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show by heading over to our store and buying some Free Talk Live merchandise at store.freetalklive.com. We are in the pre-order phase of launching brand new products, including the 2-gigabyte Free Talk Live multi-gadget. It's an MP3 player, it's a flash drive, it's an FM tuner, it's a voice recorder, all in one for less than $60. I think, you know what, I might just get one of these for myself. Even though I already have an MP3 player, it's just so darn cool and so useful. Also, we've got the Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt. We've got the Free Marketeer t-shirt. We've got 2 different hoodies, one a zippered style, the other pullover style. We've got the brand new Free Talk Live beanie cap, now offering 2 different styles of that, as well as the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combination, all for sale right now, plus all of our older items, store.freetalklive.com. So we finally got an email from somebody that disagrees with us. It's rare. In fact, he's a little angry, I would say.
Well, so, if you've been, you know, motivated to write an email, the chances are good you'll be a little angry.
So here's what Howard has to say. And this is in regards to a story we covered on Saturday night. Just to recap, there was a young college-age man who went out to do a protest in Boston out in front of a military recruiting office. Mm-hmm. He donned himself a black tunic. He put a bag over his head of some sort, or a mask, basically. He outfitted himself like the picture that has become fairly famous from Abu Ghraib prison, with a man standing with the electric wires attached to him.
Okay.
And if he didn't do what his captors told him, they were going to shock him. That was the picture that was taken, and that's what he was imitating out in front of the military recruiting center. So this guy had this sort of black garb on, and he was holding 2 stereo wires from his hands. So the wires were just sort of dangling down to the ground, and he was standing on a milk crate at the time. So just to kind of let you know what happened, they called in the bomb squad. He was arrested and charged with multiple felonies. So Howard says, arrested? Not enough.
Really?
He should have been shot. probably between the eyes. And after listening to the male protester, it is clear he enjoys creating a disturbance to the point of causing fear of a bomb. Naturally, if a real terrorist stood up with wires connected to his fingers into an actual bomb in a milk carton and it blew up, this wimp activist would bitch to the police that they didn't protect him. I'm flat tired of wimp activists doing what they want without regard to anyone else. It is not a First Amendment right for a wet-behind-the-ears activist creating the impression of dagger, which he did. I think he means danger. Creating an impression of danger.
I don't think that anybody could imagine that this guy had a bomb. I mean, they were just dangling wires.
Yeah.
They were a representation of what was going on.
But apparently because somebody thought that there could have been a bomb there, that's fear of a bomb and that he caused it.
Okay.
So if I'm afraid that there's a bomb in your trunk, I just... Because?
Well, there has to be a wire hanging out.
Well,
there's a wire hanging out.
What if there happens... I mean, you know, it's a trunk. There are wires in trunks.
Right.
What if a wire is hanging out of somebody's trunk?
Could be a bomb.
Could be.
Need to search that trunk.
They're creating dagger.
Probable cause. Creating dagger. How about two... Here he continues. How about two airports setting a Muslim foot wash stand at taxpayers' expense? How about that, Mark?
Well, I think that it's pretty clear what we think about that. We don't believe anything should be at the taxpayers' expense. Certainly not a Muslim foot washing station.
Separation of state and religion?
I don't believe the airport should be there at taxpayers' expense.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody wants to open an airport and provide services to airlines that want to fly in and out of there, and one of the things they want to do to attract customers besides putting in sinks... is putting in foot washing basins,
mm-hmm.
fine and dandy. In the same way that I wouldn't tell Campbell's Soup that they couldn't sell, Spanish printed soup.
Right. It says separation of state and religion. So far, no wimp activist response. Maybe if the Church of Porno requested a religious hand wash meeting room at taxpayers' expense, then the mind numbed activist would protest.
Huh?
It's even hard to understand what he's talking about. Maybe if the Church of Porno requested a religious hand-wash meeting room at taxpayers' expense, then the numb-minded activists would protest. I found Free Talk Live by accident, and now understand why folks in the Northeast, New England, are considered nuts. Must be inbreding. It's spelled I-N space breading. Be it physical or mental. Lastly, protest all you want. Just do it responsibility.
Do you think that, is this email real?
He was probably very upset. I mean, you know, sometimes you don't pay attention to your grammar and your spelling the most when you're upset. And, you know, so
I told
at the same time, the misspelling inbreeding is awesome.
Inbreeding.
I told this story to some people at work, and they didn't believe me that the story was true. I'm having to print it out and
bring it
to them. About the protester being arrested and charged with this, because they can't believe that would be true. Literally.
Sure. Welcome to America.
I know it, right?
So, thanks for the email, Howard. We appreciate that. And, yes, we will protest all we want. And there's certainly nothing irresponsible about the way that that we protest.
Right, I disagree that was irresponsible.
And there's nothing irresponsible about the way this young man protested.
Russell did a similar protest outside of the IRS.
He sure did.
He had the hood on and he was in an orange jumpsuit.
But he had the benefit of doing it in New Hampshire, where at least the police are a little bit more friendly than the Boston Police Department. They're not looking for a bomb in every single possible orifice. And
they are funny about bombs in Boston.
And so there was nothing irresponsible about what he did. In fact, I would say his protest was very responsible. He didn't even have flyers to hand out to people. He just stood on the side of a building, and it was clear that he was a protester. He had other people there with him that were videotaping or taking pictures. And, you know, even if he hadn't had people there, if it was just him, it would still be a responsible protest. He's being quiet. I mean, it's not like he had a megaphone and was shouting at the building. And not that there'd be a problem with that anyway, because it's government property.
Right.
You should be able to shout
if you have
a megaphone.
If you have a bomb and that's what you're trying to threaten people with, it would seem like you would show the bomb instead of just having some wires draping from your fingers. This is an irresponsible way to threaten somebody with a bomb, is what I'm telling you.
And not only that, most people who are suicidal and going to go kill people with a bomb are trying to cover it up, not make it look as obvious as
right,
possible.
Yeah. I would say to Howard that the most irresponsible protest out there is the one that most people do. Nothing.
Good point. Jet emails in on the same issue. He says, guys, here's the deal. Whenever you get arrested, the police will always pile as many bogus charges on you as they can think up,
mm-hmm.
typically at least three or four. The concept is that they can generally get people to plea bargain to something and thereby, at minimum, collect a fine and thereby win their case, justifying their actions.
Right.
Now, the standard charges that they'll just throw at you are, number one, disturbing the police, I mean, peace, he says. They pull this one out anytime they show up. Number two, disorderly conduct. Number three, disobedience to a police officer or Nazi. Number four, resisting arrest, that is, complaining. And number five...
complaining, I like that. We're charging you with complaining.
And number five, assault. Verbal or other threats or touching count as this. At least two of these will always be included alongside any actually relevant charge. I.e., you never only get one charged against you. They just want something to stick so they can justify their misbehavior. And they know that when they throw a bunch of charges at you, especially if they're felonies like they were in the case of this young man in Boston, people get scared, man. They know that people get scared by all these charges. They get scared by the fact that, you know, the prosecutor will say, well, you know, you're facing 5 years in prison on each one of these counts here, son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might want to really seriously consider this this here nice little plea bargain we put together. You just sign this piece of paper, plea out, we'll drop two of the three charges, you'll go to jail for 30 days and have 2 years of probation.
House arrest.
Even if you do take it to court and win, you're going to be out thousands of dollars in legal fees and in your time. You're not going to get that back.
That much is true. You're absolutely right. But the fact is they know that most people won't take it to court.
Right.
They know that they're scared by the threats, and they'll take the plea bargain because they don't believe that they can beat City Hall. They don't even really know what their chances would be if they went to court. And the fact is their chances are actually pretty good because usually the cops don't have a case. Usually the cops' case is full of holes. It's just shoddily investigated. They didn't cross all their T's and dot all their I's. They didn't fill out all the correct paperwork correctly. Sometimes cases can get thrown out simply because a cop didn't sign the right place on a form.
Yeah, but if you don't have the money to pay for a lawyer to find all that for you, you're up the creek without a paddle.
A friend of mine who's a Free Stater, he was facing a charge that he just had to deal with today,
mm-hmm.
and they threw the case out because the judge didn't show up for court.
you never know what's going to happen when you actually take it to trial, and you can still do things on your own. Plus, you can go and go to adventuresinlegalland.com and learn some alternative court techniques that might actually be pretty useful.
At the very least, it will confuse the crap out of the people.
Yeah, it will upset the judge, that's for sure. Anyway, I recommend that book a lot.
I recommend the book. I don't recommend that you go into court and use the package.
If you got nothing to lose,
you might as well.
Go
for a speeding ticket, at least.
There you go. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.